Welcome to Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics Ish Dish Podcast, practical health advice from Iowa specialty experts. We want to connect the members of our communities with the latest healthcare information that's understandable, relatable, and useful to your daily life. I'm so excited to have in my guest seat today Christina Johnson, who works at Orthopedic Specialist in Fort Dodge. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I haven't seen you for so long. It's nice to see your face.
I know. It's great to see you.
Yeah. It's been a long time. So you are a what?
I'm a physician assistant, and I specialize in orthopedics.
All right. So tell the world what a physician assistant is.
So a physician assistant is kind of an extender of a physician. So we can see patients, treat patients, diagnose them, do all the workup for them, and then we assist in surgeries is a lot of what I do.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds like a very important job.
It is. It is.
So what kind of education did you do?
So I have my bachelor's degree in athletic training, and then I went and I got my master's degree in physician assistant studies. So that's just general physician assistant stuff.
So how did you come about with the sports training?
So I was an athlete in high school, and I knew I wanted to go on to something medical. I didn't know what exactly, and athletic training was interesting to me. So I went to athletic training school with the thought then of going to medical school, and I had a really great team physician, and I was able to meet with him, and we talked, and we got to be very close, and he's like, listen, you should check out this physician assistant thing, and I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about, and so he set me up with a PA locally, and I met with her, and I talked to her, and it flabbergasted me. I had no idea it was such a thing, and here I am 16 years later, and I'm doing it, and it's really kind of cool. And at the time, I didn't know this, but my cousin was in the Army, and he was actually studying to be a PA at the same time I was in undergrad, but I didn't know it.
So. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So what more extensive training did you have to do to learn the surgery part of things?
On-the-job training. Yeah, we do, when you're a PA student, you go and you do different rotations in different practices. And so I did an 8-week surgery rotation, and then Dr. Lee trained me everything that he needed me to do.
I would say you're doing really well then.
You know.
I hear he's the best of the best.
When I first started, I was just with Dr. Lee. A lot has changed since then, but I was just with Dr. Lee, and he, you know, does 7 or 8 total joints on a Tuesday, and I did 7 or 8 total joints on every Tuesday with him. So it was on the job. You just do it and go, and here you are.
Was that hard to get used to?
Yes.
Not even just the doing all of that, but surgery itself?
Surgery never really phased me. I always really, when I was able to observe surgeries, even in undergrad, I loved it. I never got like queasy stomach. I never thought I was going to pass out. None of that. I don't know.
The sound of a drill doesn't bother you, apparently.
Well, I will put a caveat on that. The sound of a dentist drill bothers me, but the sound of a drill in the OR,
Yes, we had some guys here today that were doing some construction work, and I heard they were drilling, and I just got the heebie-jeebies. Like, I don't know, maybe it's because you can hear it and see it. You know, if you're in surgery, you're out.
Well, and when I'm in surgery, I'm the one using
the drill. Right, exactly. You're not being drilled on.
No.
Huge difference. All right. Well, I have a list here of specialties and services that our website says that you do. So let's see if they're true.
Okay.
Foot and ankle care, elbow, hips, knees, orthopedic trauma, shoulders, sports medicine, total joint replacement, wrists.
Yep.
What am I leaving out?
I don't do a lot of foot and ankle because we do have 2 good podiatrists, but I'll see some acute stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I also treat osteoporosis.
How do you treat osteoporosis?
So a lot of it is diet modification, physical therapy, and then a lot of meds.
Does somebody know that they have osteoporosis when they come to see you necessarily?
Usually yes, because we have to order the DEXA scan so that we know what the treatment is. DEXA scan is just a bone density scan. It's not anything you have to study for or anything like that.
Okay, I was talking to your coworker before, and he said he sees a lot of arthritis patients. That seems to be very prevalent, correct?
Yep.
I think most of us at my age, maybe, I won't divulge that, but
probably she's 21.
Looking fabulous. Have that issue and probably don't even necessarily realize it, do you think?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit more prevalent, but when you worry about it is when people have the pain and the pain doesn't go away.
Right. So obviously if somebody comes in with, let's say knee pain,
sure.
And tend to say this intelligently, people come in and they say, I have a lot of knee pain, and then you guys can discover that they've got bone on bone is what I'm trying to get
to. Sure. Typically, they're not coming in bone on bone. They've had pain for a long time. I will also add that there are some, especially women, that come in and they have a very high pain tolerance and they're bone on bone, but they are like, oh yeah, it's not that bad. But yeah, typically they're not coming in just bone on bone. It's typically, oh, it kind of hurts, and you can kind of see the narrowing through the x-rays over the years of how bad their joint space is narrowing. And that's truly what arthritis is joint space narrowing. You lose that cartilage.
So you have been seeing, or actually just hoping to see, more osteoporosis patients.
I'd like to, correct. Yes. And osteoporosis and osteoarthritis are two different things.
Yeah.
Which gets confusing for some people.
Yeah, I can see that. We talked about osteoarthritis, right. So that would be your knee, your
Yeah, so osteoarthritis is where you lose the cartilage, you start rubbing bone on bone. Osteoporosis is, instead of having nice, strong bone, your bone kind of weakens out and it becomes almost like a brittle bone or a softening of the bone.
And is that more in the back?
No, it can be all over the body. One of the causes of hip fractures is osteoporosis, because a hip fracture can occur because you fall down, go boom. That can cause a hip fracture. Or you can twist funny and then you fall. And so when you twist funny, that's an osteoporosis fracture as opposed to a fall down, go boom.
I think there's a large audience out there for this subject matter.
Oh, absolutely. It's very undertreated, especially in rural Iowa, but rural United States in general, it's very undertreated. Right. And think about Iowa. We have winter. We don't go outside and get the sun. Vitamin D, you need that to get your calcium, and that's another cause of osteoporosis.
So if anybody wanted to come and see you then and specifically talk about this matter, because I know you would like to have more patients, I think it's something that you're passionate about, they would just need to call the clinic and we will give that number out at the end, and they could just make an appointment with you, correct? They don't need a referral or anything like that?
No referral needed.
Okay.
All you need to do is say it's for osteoporosis, and that way, because my schedule is a little bit different for those patients than regular everyday patients.
Okay. I'm looking at your profile that's on our website, and you currently see patients in Fort Dodge, Garner, and Belmont.
I do.
So that's a long haul from Fort Dodge to Garner and
it is,
Belmont.
It is. But Garner is a very busy clinic, and
yes, they are
growing so much. I still can't believe going there, hearing what patients have to say. And it's just a beautiful clinic.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And if you're driving up Highway 69, you can't miss it.
No, you can't. I mean, you can if you forget to brake or something,
right.
But let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, because 69 comes to a T at Highway 18, and that's the clinic is
that
right there.
Is,
so
it is.
You literally cannot miss it. So I've got written down here that you have medical interests in, well, maybe not in, but you assist several providers at orthopedic specialists, including Dr. Lee, Dr. Pallett, Dr. Kincaid, and Dr. Odland, and help in performing surgical and non-surgical procedures for the spine, shoulder, elbow, hip, and knee.
Yep.
Do you guys ever sing that song in surgery? Elbows, hips, and knees,
No.
No? Do you stretch out before surgery? Are there any fun routines?
I will
that
admit
you wanna...
I stretch before surgery, because when you're assisting and you have to hold those legs that, you know, we live in Iowa, they get a little heavy. So I'm getting a little bit older. Again, we're not going to say my age, but
okay.
Yeah, those muscles, they hurt at the end of the day some days. So.
Yeah, that's strenuous on you.
It is.
I mean, how long would a typical surgery take? How long are you standing?
Can we not?
A long time? Forever? We'll skip that one. All right. Well, if you want more information on Christina, and if you want to make an appointment to see her specifically, because we are talking a lot more about her osteoporosis clinics, the phone number to call is 515-955-6767. Again, that's 955-6767, and that will ring you right into Fort Dodge, and they do all of the scheduling for you there, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. You just look at your calendar
every day. I just look at the schedule and see who I'm seeing and what I'm seeing them for, and I don't worry about the rest of it.
That's a great way to go. Yeah, we should all be like that. You are very popular, and you do have some great Press Ganey ratings, and if anybody wants to see those, there are 139 patient ratings out on our website for you specifically, and you got a 4.8 out of 5 stars.
That's pretty darn good.
That is good, so keep up the good work.
I do my best.
Did I miss anything, Christina? Is there anything else that you want to mention that you do or want to do? Or
I want to go on more vacations, but you probably shouldn't put that in there.
Don't we all? If you want more information on Iowa Specialty Hospital's orthopedic specialists, you can go to ishorthopedics.com. That is our official website for them. Otherwise, you can visit iowaspecialtyhospital.com. Either way, it'll get you there. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Nice catching up. You're always a friendly, make me smile face. I love it.
I try. I do my best.
Thank you for listening to Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics Ish Dish Podcast. For more information on the topics we discussed today, visit us on the web at iowaspecialtyhospital.com. There you can read a transcript of today's episode or previously aired episodes, as well as get the latest news from Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics and explore all of the services that we offer. For the Ish Dish Podcast, I'm Gina. Thanks for tuning in.